Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight live from our flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all around the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping in the coronavirus fight right now, keeping us free and safe. Thank you. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working in all the oil fields around the country and around the world, too. Thank you very much for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Go over to Facebook and find the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and like the page and then jump into the chat room and converse with us just like all of our buddies are doing over there. And let's see. Let me see if I can get here real quick and say this. Okay, who we got in here? All right, Eric's in there. Cousin Vinny's in there. Kyle's in there. Al's in there from Nebraska. Richard the Marine from Oregon. Amanda's in there. Sam the Paper Man's in there. Lynn's in there from Cape Cod. Bill is in there, and Bill's at home. And let's see, he's up in Carrollwood. And LJ's in there. Hello, LJ. And we've also got, I know I'm missing somebody, but anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance times two. Ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to establish something right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
On this program, we stand by and support our nation's EMS, our nation's firefighters, our nation's military, and our nation's police officers. So if you don't like it, change the dial right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we are going to stand up for those people that keep us free and safe. It is just that simple. And with that, Cousin Vinny's going to love this one. 8,500 airmen are now needed to join the Space Force.
That's right. Yeah, some 8,500 airmen have now volunteered to join the Space Force, exactly.
Yep.
And so this is going to be, I mean, this is a very, very important part of the U.S. military, basically, because there is, the real threat of other countries being able to do things.
Well, here's what's happened. Okay, in Florida, we had Cape Kennedy and Cape Canaveral. You're familiar with both, right?
Of course, yeah.
We had Patrick Air Force Base over there. Now, Patrick Air Force Base had cuts, but literally, when the space program went south and Obama got rid of the shuttle and all that sort of stuff, what was left of the people that worked over at Cape Kennedy and Cape Canaveral, they were all laid off. They all had to find new places, new things to do and work, and people moved out of the area. Now the space program is back, and it is booming over there again.
Well, it really is. And the big success of the SpaceX launch the other day.
Yep.
It was just thrilling to see it happen and to see it go off safely as it did.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. This is a new era now. And you know,
yep.
Someone asked me the other day, so why do we even need a Space Force? And I said, well, what about other countries that might want to, I don't know, try to disrupt our satellites, do stuff like that? That's kind of what the Space Force is. That's one of the things that it would be about.
Yeah. Now, just as nice as we say the good things there, I have to report some of the other side of the issue here. More companies are weighing cutting their 401 matching funds that they would put into the 401ks in light of the pandemic punch. And that is also going to reflect in the fact that it looks like as if the United States is about to lose 25,000 stores closing this year, and a whole bunch of people and store businesses declaring bankruptcy because of what we've gone through.
Yes, that's exactly right. And this, of course, has to do a lot of stores and shopping malls or other places that were shut down, or the businesses themselves had to be shut down because they weren't quote-unquote essential businesses. This is going to be a massive, massive problem that is going to happen. Even though we're trying to reopen, and a lot of that is going, I think, better than expected in many cases, we still have the issues where people have been laid off or what have you. So the bankruptcies that we will see, Captain, are going to be certainly within some of these retail stores.
Yeah.
And there's a few of them, but then also personal bankruptcies.
Now we'll get into something positive. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, has lauded the Trump administration for its rapid stimulus delivery to keep money flowing in the system. Otherwise, things would have been a whole lot worse. And they're still talking about one more stimulus. Don't know if they're going to do it or not. But if they do, it looks like it'll be July.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing, is that it would be in July. And one of the things the president did last week, Captain, didn't get a lot of coverage, but he signed essentially a modification to the PPP program.
Right.
And this would allow businesses to use more of the funds that they received on rent. I think it went up to 60%, I believe, whereas before they were really curtailed on how much they could use on rent and utilities. Most of it would go to payroll, but a lot of businesses are finding they can't pay their rent. So this hopefully is going to be another sort of lifeboat for a short period of time to get these businesses through this time period.
Yep, and hold that thought, because folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and when we do, we're going to ask Kyle why he's living in California when I tell you why he shouldn't be. And also, the Zogby poll came out again. It leans 3% Democrat. And you'll be interested to hear what it had to say about President Trump and Joe Biden. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends over at Relief Factor. And again, I'm sure you've heard me say that I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years, and it works for me, and it will work for you. Now, I've got arthritis. I've also broken my back a couple times and had major ankle surgery to save my foot, my left ankle, and all that. Had an ankle replacement, as a matter of fact. But the fact of the matter is, this product works, or I wouldn't be talking about it. Now, if you're struggling with arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, leg pain, or you got muscle aches and just general pain altogether from your daily routine, why don't you check out Relief Factor's 3-week quick start for $19.95 and see what it is that it'll do for you. And if it'll do for you what it's done for tens of thousands of us that have taken the product, myself included. Now, they gave me a website. The website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. The product costs $19.95 for 3 weeks. Very simple. And if it works for you, which I'm sure it will, then you'll just stay right along with the program, and away you go, and you keep getting it, and the rest is history. So there you go. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Kyle, we got to say hello to a police officer up there in Idaho tonight, and Officer Sandy, who's up there. Thank you very much for serving the thin blue line, officer, and stay safe, please. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. My thoughts exactly.
Yep, up there in Idaho, listening to us right now. Now, the other thing is, we talked about this earlier, and I'm going to repeat it again. New stats show more people are leaving blue states. Now, the states that we're talking about here, the number one state, is your state of California. And they are going to places like Texas, number one, Nevada, number two, and Florida, number three. What do all those three states have in common?
Well, number one, I think they don't have any income tax.
No state income tax.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And in the case of Florida, the property taxes are very reasonable because we have what's called a tourist tax where they pay the tax there. Not sure about Texas, but Nevada, gambling does just about everything. And boy, can you imagine the money they lost when they shut down gambling for, what, 2 months?
Yeah, it's
at, holy smokes.
Yeah.
They must have lost billions of dollars.
Yes, I would be afraid so. And of course, all the people's jobs. All these great people live in the Las Vegas area, and they work in the casinos, or they work on the strip, or they work out in the town, you know. And I've met a lot of people there in Las Vegas, and a lot of good people work there.
Now, there's a study out there that says COVID-19 is impacting college savings. What that means is people have had to dig into their college savings to be able to get by because the stimulus money wasn't enough to help them. And I get that. I understand that. And also the optimism that they had before the COVID-19 pandemic, that they've lost a lot of optimism in what things were going to be like.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, first and foremost, of course, there can be monetary issues because parents either got, you know, their business shut down, or they got laid off, or they didn't have any income for a time. And then also there's that enthusiasm you mentioned, Captain, and that is the idea of going off to live in the dorms and having the traditional college experience. Well, that's just not happening at the very least for the fall semester.
And that's why all these kids are out on the streets doing the protesting.
Yeah, most unfortunately, one might think. But again, this is something that's got to have to be worked out real soon, because I know a lot of young people don't want to go to what they call Zoom University. It's not a dig on Zoom. It's the idea that they want to be in person and go to class. They don't want to simply be on a video chat.
Now, GOP senators are pushing the FCC to do something about the president's social media order, and you had something that you found out there, too, about that. What was that?
Well, there's some heavy hitters getting involved in this. Of course, you've got the senators, but also U.S. Attorney General William Barr has basically said that these entities, and he means these the social media platforms, are now engaged in what he calls censorship.
Have been, yeah.
That's right, because basically what they do is they take input, or they take things from their users, they monetize it, they edit, or they editorialize about it, this kind of thing. And so they morph from being a platform into something else, and that's what they're concerned with.
Well, ask our friend Ron Edwards, who likes to get put in the doghouse every now and then over on Facebook. I think he pushes the gamut a little bit. I think that's why it is what it is.
Right. That's right. Yeah, every once in a while we see he emerges from Facebook jail.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now there's a Zogby poll out there, and it leans Democrat 3.1%, and it's got President Trump and Joe Biden tied, 46-46.
That's an interesting poll, but as you mentioned, how it leans, and so we might infer from this that it's not necessarily a direct tie between the president and Joe Biden. It might favor the president just a little bit when all is said and done.
Yeah, and let's not forget also that the FCC is awarding $16 billion, and we knew about this was coming, to areas that don't have broadband service. And there's still a number of farming communities way out there in the middle of nowhere, even areas of the Appalachian Mountains and whatnot, and down there towards the Blue Ridge Mountains, West Virginia, Tennessee, where they just don't have internet.
Well, right, and in years past, there was a federal program to put a telephone line into places that just didn't have telephone service for emergencies and just to be able to have communications. So this is kind of similar insofar as that the world now works on the Internet, and I don't mean work from home per se, but the world revolves pretty much on the Internet, and if this will give a lot of other people opportunity to be part of that.
And by the way, it looks like as if our U.S. budget will face a nearly $2 trillion deficit for the fiscal year, which ends in September. I'm not surprised. I thought it would have been higher than that.
Yes, as a matter of fact. But here's the funny thing that I hear, Captain, listening to some of the economic prognosticators, and that is, we don't worry about the deficit right now. We got to get all the stimulus money out there. We got to get things back to, you know, working, and don't worry about the deficit. And every time I hear that, I mean, I understand the underlying feeling that they're driving at, but at the same time, I keep thinking to myself, but what happens when we have to start worrying about the deficit? So it's not a pretty picture, no matter how you slice it.
Now, we just had a primary in Georgia, and lo and behold, they had the election that was plagued there by voting machine chaos. Some of the machines did work, didn't work, kicking out faulty numbers. And this was a brand new electronic system they had.
Yes, exactly. And you know, it just goes to show that it's there's still things that are going to come along in trouble, especially, but it doesn't bode well for November.
And Attorney General Barr's investigation, along with U.S. Attorney John Durham, into the FISA tapes and this warrants and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, is starting to reveal some of the themes that we've become famous with, but also some names that we haven't heard about up until now. And Attorney General Barr is saying he's just appalled by the stuff that he's being made aware of by his attorney, U.S. Attorney John Durham.
Well, exactly. I mean, and the very fact that a lot of these so-called investigations went forward, you know, by the FBI and so forth on let's just say scant evidence or no evidence really at all, and that they kept on going, it just shows the level to which these things were being perpetrated. So I think he's a real dog on a bone, and Durham certainly is, and I think they're going to they're going to be bringing out some pretty interesting things.
Yeah. Now, we do know, and we heard yesterday, that the television show Cops has been canceled. What's next, Blue Bloods?
Well, who knows? 31 years is where Cops had been. And I've watched Cops for a long, long time. And I've always thought that it actually showed just how difficult the police, the job of the police officer really is.
Right.
And also how helpful they really are and how they actually do de-escalate situations. Now, I understand it's cameras and all this kind of stuff, but it's hard to sustain that kind of real, inner look, over 31 years. That's really hard to do. And so the fact that it's going away right now is because of the political atmosphere. I would think that at some point it will be back.
All right, tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And coming up next, the military news segment, military and veterans news segment, and then, of course, the trucking segment after that, and then you will hear Denise Simon coming right around the corner here. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolling along in the overnight radio hours.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a celebration of life at Houston's Fountain of Praise Church.
Oh, I know.
hundreds of friends, family, politicians, and celebrities gathered to say goodbye to George Floyd, who died 2 weeks ago at the hands of police in Minneapolis. Police officers saluted as George Floyd's casket was carried into the church. The family members all wore white for the private service in the city where George Floyd grew up.
I just want to say that I'm going to miss my brother a whole lot. And I love you.
The Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy.
This was not just a tragedy. It was a crime.
This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God have you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. We will tell you all about where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And remember, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is one of the best things you could ever do. They're going to tell you why right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that are open and raring to go, taking students right now, and they've got classes going on, not only in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, but also down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, across the bay. Now, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is something that you will not regret. It is a job that will give you long-lasting job security. You'll make great money.
You'll have great benefits. As a matter of fact, you'll start out right around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week. And you'll probably have a job in your hand before you even graduate from the National Aviation Academy, because their recruiters from the companies that are there are constantly coming in and out talking to the young men and the young women and guaranteeing them a job once they get their certificate, certification as an aviation maintenance tech. So there you go. So check them out online by going to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their two locations. You'll be glad you did. So, the website, NAA.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080, and always tell them that the captain sent you. There you go. Now, the Secretary of Defense and the Army Secretary have announced that they are both open to renaming posts for Confederate generals. Now, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy and Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that possibility, or made that possibility known yesterday in a press conference, of renaming the service's installations currently named after Confederate leaders. So, they may keep the name, they may change the name, they may do away with the name, who knows what they're going to do, but they did say that it's open to the possibility of renaming them, and we'll do that. Now, in addition, I mentioned this during the regular news last hour, but I'll mention it right now. The Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, came very close to getting fired with the comments that he made standing up for General Mattis and General Kelly and a couple of other people, that they were talking about what the comments about the president. And he's there. He's still there. He serves at the privilege of the pleasure of the president, if you will, but he came close. Now, the Pentagon has released an updated list of locations, both stateside and overseas, that meets the Defense Department's conditions to lift travel restrictions, officials said yesterday in a press conference. And it's a good thing, because people will be able to start moving around again. So there you go. Now, in addition, there's a key debate going on right now on Capitol Hill over the budget. And this is behind public view. These lawmakers are now grappling with the military's response to recent nationwide protests and their own plans for the next year's Pentagon budget, and revamping some numbers around this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And we'll see where that goes. Now, the White House also more concerned about the withdrawing troops from Germany, worrying some U.S. lawmakers. And, of course, the Germans say they didn't even know about it, that we were going to pull troops out. But I remember this president, I want to say it was last year, talk about bringing troops back home out of Germany. I do believe he said that, and I do believe it was last summer, right about this time, if not a little bit later. And then finally, the four airmen that were injured when their C-130H Hercules overran the runway at Camp Taji in Iraq and crashed into a wall, went into a building, they are recuperating fine. They'll be all right. Their injuries are not life-threatening. And when I was talking to the two pilots of the C-130 gunship yesterday that had lunch with us, I asked them about that landing. And I says, have you guys been to Camp Taji? And they said, yeah, we have. I says, how the hell did this guy do what he did? How the hell did this guy do what he did in the aircraft? And they said, well, he overshot the runway, probably, and that's why he went out through the other end and hit the building. So there you go. All right, well, let me drift down over here. Let's see. 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's go, boss. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 63 million of us. We're back on it. And, Donald, let's get to work. I have not seen your signature on a document that shows me the 435 House members we're supporting that you and Mike Pence are supporting, so we can get some money there. Because we're going directly to you, okay? And you're going to give the money to the people. Tom Cotton, I want him to, I'm donating to him. He got his thing through. You just exposed the New York Times for the fraud he was. God bless. I hope you get $2 million in his account ASAP and put $2 million in the matching funds, Donald. Let's go. Okay, I can't stand Pelosi. She's a disaster. Biden can't run a lemonade stand. We got a lot of work to do here. Okay, all forces, all hands on deck here, and just give them Jesus. God bless that cop who did not take a knee in Georgia, and may we all take a knee and hold up our Bible, let everybody know Jesus Christ is the God of America. I love you, Captain. Let's get to work. Peace.
Alrighty, Scott, listen to me. Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate that very much. Now, you know, and again, I'll say this right now because it's a great time to say it. With all the animosity going on towards the police by all the people for all the wrong reasons, and they're jumping on the bandwagon and they're blaming all the cops, they're all being the same and this, that, and the other. Believe me, folks, that's not the case. You know that. And there's a poll that they did out there yesterday. It showed 80% of the people, 80% of the people polled, supported the police, supported the budget, and some of them even wanted to give them more money. How do you like that? Someone wanted to give them more money. 80% of the people polled. Now, you can put the police down all you want, but not on my watch. Because we support the EMS, the firefighters, the police. They're brothers of the badge, just like I am. I'm retired, but the ones that are out there, just like the gal that we said hello to, the police officer up there in Idaho that's listening to us right now, they have they just have a tremendous job to do. And the training that they get is continuous. It never stops. The experience that they get. I mean, after all, police officers aren't just out there enforcing the law. Sometimes they're psychologists with what they have to do, talking people down. Sometimes they have to do all sorts of different things, be a mother or a father to a kid that's lost their parents or lost their way or something's happened. It's not an easy job. Just like firefighters, it's not an easy job, especially if you work in ambulance, because you see all sorts of stuff. And everybody usually gets a turn. When you're a fire medic, like I was, you switch, and sometimes you'll go with the ambulance or a rescue because they have, they go out on just about every medical call. You'll be the paramedic on a truck or whatnot. Now, that was fine until I got rank, and then when I got a rank, I was the guy in what they call the jump car that drove around as the safety officer and the on-duty resident paramedic along with the EMTs that we had. So there you go. But it is what it is, and it's not an easy job. Police, firefighter, EMS, doctors, people that work in nursing homes. Imagine the pressure on the people that work in the nursing homes, the aides, the orderlies. Nobody ever talks about them. They have a tough job, too. So we need to start thinking about all that. And when people try to gang on the police, go, oh, it's a... No. Wrong answer. And on my show, you won't hear us doing that because we support our police. All right, I'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and Denise Simon coming right in after that. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming back, and Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
How about that? Donna Fiducia, former Fox News anchor, and Kathy Curtis, one of our great liner voices that we have here in the program. All right, here we go. Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot in Flying J nearest you. Drive on in there. Tell them the Captain sent you. Get you a nice, free, hot, large cup of coffee. Kick it off here. you want to rock and roll, that, of course, is AC/DC, and we'll bring them back right here after we tell you what's going on here with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report and the weather that's out there, because we got some weather. The weather tonight's up north in the upper Midwest, and, of course, it's tropical depression. Cristobal, which is becoming extraterrestrial as it moves up into Canada. Now, Cristobal will accelerate north across Wisconsin, Lake Superior, and into Ontario, Canada through Wednesday. Heavy rain, gusty winds will remain a threat, especially across Wisconsin and the Great Lakes as the system transitions into an extratropical low. Now, the scattered severe thunderstorms possible with this storm, too, Wednesday from Ohio into lower Michigan, parts of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New York. Now, the reason for New York we'll get to in a minute here, but there is rain. There is flooding right now in Wisconsin, the western part of Wisconsin and central Wisconsin. Rain, heavy rain there, too, right up through about the central part of the state. You got rain up there in the upper panhandle of Michigan, too, going towards Lake Superior. Also, there is some rain and some flooding going on in central Iowa and the southwestern part of Iowa. There's still some trailing rain headed that way from Cristobal and flood warnings there as well over there just east of Council Bluffs, Iowa, as a matter of fact. And we have unsettled conditions for the southeastern part of South Dakota, southwestern part of Minnesota right now. The entire western half of Iowa, the entire western third, if you will, of Missouri, half of Kansas tonight, and on down into Oklahoma across I-40. You've got unsettled weather conditions into the northwestern corner of Arkansas as well, so around Fort Smith for sure. Now, you also, moving down the line towards the northern part along the border of Arkansas and Louisiana, you have the possibility of some thunderstorms kicking up down there. You've also got the possibility over a little bit south of Dallas, coming up between Dallas and Houston, and over towards Laredo. You've got some unsettled weather conditions over there as well. Now, getting into New York as to what's going on up there, you've got 90 to 95 degree temperatures, which is rather unusual for this time of the year, from Buffalo all the way over to Utica and then all the way up there to Pulaski, it looks like. So very, very warm temperatures for upstate New York for this time of the year. You also have one area of really cold weather tonight, a freeze warning for central Colorado coming up I-25 right off the New Mexico line. So be advised of that. It's about a 25, 30-mile stretch where it's very cold there right now. You do have some fog tonight, and it's out in Phoenix. So you get out to Phoenix, you'll have some fog to deal with there. You got some winds in the western part of Nevada, which would be south of Reno on down towards the California line. And then you do have some unsettled weather conditions right now in California as there's another front coming in. So be advised of that. And you also will have some unsettled weather conditions for Washington State as well as Oregon for another front that's coming in up there as well. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and the Flying J in Hirsutu. Now, if you haven't been in a Pilot lately, Pilot Travel Centers, you need to go in there, because you are going to find anything from an Arby's to a McDonald's to a Wendy's to a Kentucky Fried Chicken, to a Taco Bell, to a Subway, to a Pizza Hut, maybe even a full-service Dairy Queen, but not only the ice cream, but also the food that they have. So there you go. So check them out, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to find out you're going to get yourself a nice, free, hot cup of coffee in the middle of the night, and that could keep you moving along now, couldn't it? All right, let's go to the telephone line. And on the telephone right now, we have got the wonderful and illustrious and boisterous Denise Simon. I just had to throw
that. Okay, good morning.
I just had to throw that all in there just to see what the heck, you know. Every now and then I get going with something like that. But let's talk about this the funeral yesterday for George Floyd. I don't want to really, you know, put anything down. It was very bad. The whole deal's bad, emotional. But you know what really tripped my trigger when I saw what was going on outside? Did you notice the Nation of Islam was there in their uniforms providing security for that?
No.
Well, they were there. They were there. And I saw pictures of them. I saw them on television. They were around the hearse. They were around the outside of the church. And I'm thinking, good Lord.
I didn't watch it.
Okay, well, that's why. But I didn't watch a lot of it. I saw maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes or so because I was tied up doing something, and that was fine with me. But I saw enough to where that's all I needed to know when I saw that. And then, of course, I got to see some of what Sharpton said. I don't know why he was wearing black gloves, but he was up there with his black and white robe. Very, very illustrious looking, you know, reverend type. But he had black leather gloves on. I don't know if that's his trademark or what.
Have no idea.
All right, so then you can't say too much about that. Well, let's talk about...
No, don't want to.
Let's talk about this, because you'll want to talk about this. Coronavirus cases are surging in the southwestern United States in three states, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. Now, that could be because of the large amount of illegals that continually show up in those states, you think?
Or we're just doing more testing.
Well, Mexico has got a very big problem there right now. We're finding out more about that. Their cases are running rampant over there.
Well, what's coming across that border is down by 85%. So, we've essentially closed that border. And I think the same is with Canada. We haven't necessarily reopened that either. So, I would say the majority of it is coming from the volume of testing that we're doing.
All right,
which now apparently COVID-19, with all the things that are coming out and we're learning, and then, you know, these reports and these research papers and these this and that, now we're finding out it isn't really any worse than the flu.
Well, we kind of knew that to begin with, but nobody wanted to listen to those of us that were saying it.
Well, I mean, we kept getting told all kinds of crazy things, didn't we?
Yeah, and again, Dr. Fauci yesterday came out and made a comment, and then we'll go to break. He says, the virus is my worst nightmare, and it's not over. And I heard that, and I went, go home. Go somewhere. All right, I'll be right back with more with Denny Simon from FoundersCode.com. I'm telling you, that guy, he's either a fraud, or he's a liar, or he's both. But then again, he's a lab tech, a glorified lab tech. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.